Okay, so the end of Lamed Beis and Aleph, we were talking about Sinai Har Barzel, and we had Abayi said, "Lo yishanu al shorishes demagilat sad rishes lozeh."
We got up to the two dots, by the way.
Okay, so we got up to the two dots. We'll start from the two dots on. Well, actually, let's quickly go through it just for Meishi's benefit. Yeah. So we go through. We said Sinai Har Barzel is Sinai Har Barzel, and Abayi said that Tzini Har Barzel is kosher in the Mishnah. It's only a kosher if they overlap. If one reaches the next one, if the other one doesn't reach the next one, then it's possible. And then Rebbe Braisa says a raya that it's possible because the Braisa says it's possible. And the Mishnah says kosher. Shmaya Kabayi Shaminos. That was a raya Tabayi. So the top of Lamed Beis is Ikud Rambam Lamirma. Some ask it as a question. They ask a theory in the Mishnah on the Braisa. Tanan Tzini Har Barzel kosher. The Mishnah says that it's kosher, but Vatani Pesula. But the Braisa says it's possible. So on that, Abayi comes, instead of as an explanation on the Mishnah, he comes as a teret on the steer of the Mishnah to the Braisa.
By the way, it doesn't overlap, because it just has to reach like the haircut of a Kohen Gadol, of a Melech.
Right. Okay, but Amar Miryan Amar Rishon Malevi Amar Latan Rabbi Bar Mari Mishnah Biyachon Min Zakai Shtei Tamaris Yesh Begeshel Gehenem Ben Gehenem. There are two date palms in the valley of Ben Hinoim. V'ayil Asher V'neim, and there's smoke that comes out between them. V'zeu Shani Nutzinei Har Barzel Kasheirois. These are the palms. These are the palm trees that we say that Tzinei Har Barzel are kosher. V'zui Pisul Gehenem, and this is the entrance to Gehenem. So I was mentioning to Mark Zak how everyone thinks that if you see it when you believe it, that everyone has unwavering trust in their sight. If they see something with their eyes, then it's obviously there. So we find in the beginning of Bereishis that the Torah is quite clear. It tells you where Gan Eden is. And the Torah is basically challenging. It's like, okay, I'll tell you exactly where it is with four major landmarks. And meanwhile, it's been 5,779 years and no one's uncovered where Gan Eden is. Right, so the Torah is saying is that everyone believes in their sight, but really you're only going to see something if Hashem wants you to see it. The Gemara in Shabbos says, that everyone is becheskas blind until Hashem opens your eyes, like the pasuk says by Hagar, Hashem opened up her eyes. So be'etzim, you're becheskas sumin. Everyone thinks that no. If I believe it, I see it. It's almost a gaiva that my sight is trustworthy. But really, you can't trust your sight anymore. You're only going to see what Hashem wants you to see. And that's the lesson of this Gemara, that they can tell you exactly where it is. It's right outside Yerushalayim. And you can find these two date palms. And meanwhile, the Eitzer Pelos Torah brings down that someone found it. But Bederech Klal, you could go look for it, no one finds it. Because if Hashem doesn't want you to see it, you're not going to be able to see it. Don't trust so much in your vision. Okay, Zaktinu Gemara.
After the Pesach Gehenna being next to Yerushalayim, where Gan Eden is.
You always find that wherever you have the greatest kedusha, that you have the greatest possibility for tumah, right? Why did Menashe have to bring an asherah? Why did he have to bring a avodah zarah into the base kodesh hakodashim? If you want to do avodah zarah, you have a tayrav avodah zarah gezunt hay. So go do it at home. Don't bring it to the base hamikdash. It's a person has a drive for spirituality. And so he's going to take other good or bad. The potential you have for greatness can go. The potential you have for spirituality can go up or down. So you have the greatest drive for kedusha is going to be the same spot as the greatest drive for tumah.
My marshal for this is over here around the end of the year, next to the shul, they put up all the wrong decorations.
Ah. So this year we'll put up some blue and white flashing lights, and then we'll be.
No, I feel like Rabban told me when I tried that I shouldn't do it. it's a guy shemaisa.
But I think in Eretz Yisrael, I've never been in Eretz Yisrael for sukkahs. I think Eretz Yisrael and sukkahs, they actually do use the holiday lights in their sukkah to light it up, and the lights are beautiful at night.
No, but what they can't deny it. What they meant was I shouldn't put up a big blow up menorah and stuff like that.
Okay. Okay.
Does anybody know on Tiberi the name of that sukkah place on Tiberi off the Kamilan?
I think it's Sukkah Outlet.
Sukkah Outlet.
It's 12 Tiberi. Okay. Zok Gemara Vayter. It's all Minyan and Vayse Inyan. Zok Gemara Vayter. Lulav Sheish Bari Shleisha Tvachim. If a lulav has three Tvachim, so the Mishnah, this is quoting the Mishnah. The Mishnah was very strange, and the Gemara is about to ask it. The Mishnah says, Lulav Sheish Bari Shleisha Tvachim, it has three Tvachim, Kedei Lananei Abayi, in order to shake it. So, in order to shake it a shear, the Gemara is going to ask it right now. So Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, but the quote here doesn't say Kedel Anevai. Fine. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Shir Hadas V'Arava Shleisha. The shir for Hadas and Arava is three tvachim. The lulav arba, and a lulav has to be four tvachim tall. Kedei she lulav yoytzei min Hadas tefach. And this way, the lulav will be one tefach taller than your Hadas and Aravas. The Rabbi Parnach, Rabbi Yechanan says not like that. It's chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. That the spine of the lulav, so the dark green part, the spine, has to continue up another tefach past the hadas and the arava, or past the hadas. Fine. So okay, we have a machlokes.
The hadas are supposed to be higher than the arava.
So that is not a halacha. That is, I was explaining, that's actually a kabbalah, that we want the chesed, which is symbolized by the right. We want the chesed to be higher than the gvura. We want the chesed over the gvura. The same reason why chasidish shirts have the right side go over the left side.
So we need more than four then, according to that.
So...
Because the arava also has to be free.
Well, but again, that's not halacha. That's so. If you're at your minimum shear, that's not halacha. If you're at your minimum shear, don't make it higher. Make it the same height. That's that's lefnimishuris. There's a minimum lefnimishuris. Whatever you want to call it, but that's not. We're talking about the minimum. You could obviously make it much taller. So Tanan, our mission is said. Lulav tefachim kedei lenanea by kosher. So the Gemara is asking a kasha on Reb Parnach and Reb Yochanan, right? That you just said that has to go from the hadas tefach. And the Mishnah says you only need to be three tefachim and this kedei l'aneabai. So Gemara says, Ema uchedei l'aneabai kosher. Markedes le umarkedes le. So the Mishnah we're going to amend to say that it means and enough to shake. Right? So it's three tefachim tall and enough to shake. That is, so what's that and? And that is the machlokes between these two Amarim we just brought down.
According to Rav Parnach, we need like seven tefachim.
According to Rav Parnach, it depends. It's hard to put lulavim have a lot of space from the shedra to the top.
First of all, my focus was showing them exactly where the shedra ends.
Okay,
ends.
Right.
So,
but it's a lulav to lulav measurement. It's not a finite measurement. It depends it's on the metzias.
So it could be seven or eight tefachim.
Right. Yes. So Markdos and Markdos. Fine. Toshma, I bring you Raya. Shir Hadas V'Arava Shloisha V'Arava Alulav Arba'a My Lava Hadi Olin. When the Braisa says that the Shir Hadas is three, Shir Hadas and Arava are three, and the Lulav is four. My Lava Hadi Olin. So I would think that the four Tefachim for the Lulav includes the leaves. And therefore it's a Kasha and Reparnach. Right? So the Gemara says, Loi Lavad Mi Olin. It's not counting the leaves. It's saying that the Shedra has to be four Tefachim tall, because the Shedra has to be one Tefach taller than your Hadas and Arava. Fine. Gufa, shir hadas v'arava shloisha v'lulav arba. So the shir of hadas and arava is three, and the lulav is four. Reb Tarfon Oimer ba'ama bas chamisha tefachim. Reb Tarfon says that this is talking about an ama bas chamisha tefachim. So that means, so Rashi says ama bas chamisha kosak adayte dachkamar tzorch liyos hadas arava ama bas chamisha tefachim. That the hadas and the arava have to be an amma of five tefachim. Okay?
So who held till now five tefachim? Till now we held four or a bigger, a much bigger shear, but we didn't get five.
Right, so five's too big. It sounds like he's saying the whole amma, right? So Amar Rava, Sh'orli Mara, our master Shmi Meichelos, Hashta Ava Yisrael Shalom Mashkechinon, it's hard enough, you find, you see the
Yisulish.
Right? You see that even the Amoraim had a hard time finding Kusher Hadassim, right? She says, we can't find Avos, we can't find Hadassim that are fully Mesholosh all the way up for three Tvachim. Bas Chamishim Yiboyi, so you're going to try to get five Tvachim? She says, it gets increasingly harder. It's not just 40% more, right? Because it's rarer and rarer. So it would be next impossible to find one that's five Tvachim tall, or much more difficult.
Two-thirds more.
Right.
If you start from three to five, it's two over three.
Right.
Two-thirds more.
Right.
Reb Tarfon meant that I need an amo? That's what he meant?
Yeah, that's what the Gemara is assuming.
Okay.
Yeah?
He didn't say that. Okay.
It seems like, I hear what you're saying, it seems like he could have said it should be three tefachim in an amo bas chamisha tefachim.
That's what it sounds like.
That's what, right. But the Rashi learned, that's not the Gemara's kasha.
It can't be like that because... If you have an amma bas, a tefach doesn't change. Whether it's amma bas chamesh or shisha, a tefach doesn't change. The only thing that changes is it the spread out tefach or is
it right? Well, so we're going to see the teretz though now. The teretz is going to play with that a little bit. But yeah, you're right. We have Amos Shoich Kais and Amos, right? Amos Atzavos, Atzavos, right? So he also, Rav Dimi Amar, so Rav Dimi came, and so Rav Dimi lived in Eretz Yisrael, right? Rav Dimi came to Bavel. When he came to Bavel, he was able to, there were mechadish things that they didn't know. So, or they weren't aware of. So Rav Dimi Amar Amavaz Chamisha Tzvachim. So Rav Dimi answered like this. This is what Rav Tarfon meant. Okay? Amo bas shisha tvachim, also oisa bas chamisha. So he says, take a amma that is six tvachim long, which is a larger amma, right? The amma got bigger. Take that and divide it by five, which is what we'll call a supersized five tefach amma, right? As an introduction, you can have amma bas shisha tvachim or bas chamisha tvachim. In the Samikdash, the ammas were larger, were six tvachim large. Generally, we use an amma that's five tvachim large. So when Rav Dimi came, he wanted to say like this. He says, take your amma that's six tvachim long, okay? Divide that by five. So you have your amma bas shish tvachim, asei oisa, divide it by five tvachim. Same mehen shleishel hadas. Of that, take three of hadas. So meaning, take three of three supersized tvachim, right? And use that for hadas. Vashar lulav, and the rest is going to be the height of the lulav.
So it's two tefachim from the lulav, and big tefachim.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So kama havelahu. So he says, okay. Now if I translate that back to my typical tefachim, okay, I have three supersized tefachim. I translate that back to my normal sized tefachim, right? So kama havelahu. What does that leave me with? Tlasa utlasa chumshi. 3 3/5 normal tefachim. There's a picture in the picture book for the. Those who are visual learners amongst us, myself included. So you take a long tefach, right? You take a six tefach amma, divide that by five. These are actually the same size, just different lines. It's a visual, right? And then go back and translate that into regular tefachim. I don't know if you could see. Then you take that and translate it back to regular tefachim. So that you end up with 3 3/5. Fine, that's Rav Dimi's teretz. So frak the Gemara on the teretz. Kama havelu t'lasa t'lasa shchumshi, kasha d'shmuel.
Shmuel said three.
So Shmuel said, that means that Shmuel said three in one place, right? And we're going to say, hacha amar Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel shir hadas ha'rav ha'shleisha. Here it says that it has to be three tefachim, three regular tefachim. And then he passes like Reb Tarfon, and Reb Tarfon says that we use an amabas chamisha tvachim, right? And we just said that it comes out of amabas chamisha tvachim is 3 3/5, 3 3/5 regular tvachim. So Gemara says, and the Gemara, no, it's 3 versus 3 3/5. Don't go crazy on me, loyduck. He estimated, right? He rounded.
Well, you rounded down.
Frak the Gemara, Maslas Kasha, Emer Darmiran loyduck lechumra. You could say loyduck, you could round up to be machmir. Lekulam Yamiron, who says you could round down, right? Yeah, Maishi? Because one time you're saying three tvachim, the other time you're saying 3 3/5 tvachim, right? But that means the guy who's listening to the first Shmuel who says three tvachim is not being into the mitzvah according to if you need 3 3/5 tvachim. Right? So Emer Damiron Loidak Lachomer, you could say Loidak, you could round up, you could be Machmer. Lekulam Yamiron Loidak, you can't be Megil and say Loidak. So he also Ravin Omar Amabas Chamisha Tvachim Aseya Sebash Shisha. So when Ravin came, right? So it seems like Ravin was not coming to explain Rav Dimi's teretz, right? When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he explained like this. Yeah, they say it here that Ravin, when he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, they're not explaining Rav Dimi. Okay? When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he explained like this. He says, Amabas Chamisha Tvachim Aseya Sashisha. Do the same thing. Make your supersized Tvachim. Oh, no, sorry, it's the other way around. No, it's the other way around. We're making the opposite supersized Tvachim. Okay? Take a Amma that's five Tvachim long and divide that by six. The opposite.
Makes it smaller.
Right? So they're going to be mini Tvachim, we'll call them. Right? The miniature, they're the opposite, right? They're slightly less. They're slightly smaller. Then take three of those small tvachim, and then convert that back. Right? So just to show the picture again, it's the same thing. It's the opposite. You take a five tefach amma, divide that by six. Take three of those small tvachim. Right? So three of those small tvachim goes up to here. So three of those small tvachim, back in normal size tvachim, regular size tvachim, is 2 1/2 regular size tvachim. And that's going to be your shir hadas. Okay? So... So kiyasa rabbeinu amar bas chamisha tefachim asayas shisha. Same hen shloishal hadas v'ashar lulav. So use three of those for the hadas, and the rest goes for lulav. Have a lutreu palgos. So that's 2.5 normal size tefachim. Fine, and then we're good. And this way, now the Gemara fears ice. So you say kasha the Shmuel Shmuel. I we still have a steer in Shmuel. One place he says
three.
One place he says three. Other place he's saying now 2.5. But now we could say Zagamara loydok. He wasn't exact. Behind the chumra, and now he wasn't exact, but he rounded up, and that's okay. So loydok. Amar Ravuna. Amar Shmuel alach Reb Tarfon. And when he was loydok when he said like Reb Tarfon because he rounded up the size of the. He rounded up the size of the hadas and a rabba, and that's okay.
It's very difficult to find the kasha hadas. So now what do you mean? The extra half tefach apart from the half hadas.
I hear. So Rav Mazel is saying that the other half is that now he comes out. You pass him the one in like a tarfon. Tarfon says you only need 2.5 tefachim, and that the stam the mishnah and the brisa said 3 tefachim, which is a bigger shear. So the extent the gemara could have asked that now it's, if you were telling me it's hard to find amma. Right? Yeah, I hear it. It's a kasha.
How much is the shar, when it says the shar is for the lulav, that's...
Oh, so that's a good question. So you're saying that now we're saying that the shar is for the lulav. So the way I understand it is that the...
Now he's rounding up because it's really... What the Gemara said before, you're making it bigger, so then you're left with a little more than a tefa. So,
yeah.
So the Gemara was rounding up to say it's an amma. Now the Gemara is saying that small tefachim, so you don't say you're rounding up because you're taking a little more than a tefach, right?
So the Rashi said Lulav, it's about halfway smack in the middle of the Amma. The Lulav doesn't say that the rest of the Amma is going with the Lulav. He's just saying the next you're going to use that size tefach. What we're just using now, we're going to use that size tefach. But the Gemara doesn't seem to focus on it.
Yeah, but the problem is now that you're making them smaller, then it's even more. Before you could say lo dark chumra, but now you have more than two tefachim of regular.
So
before you have a little bit more than a tefach of regular, you could say lo dark.
Right. So the way I would understand that we're not using the shear of the lulav still has to be this tefach larger than the hadasim, but that's not telling you how big your lulav has to be. If that's in comparison to the hadas, then we'd use this size tefach. But I hear you. I hear your argument. You're going to use a small tefach for the extra. Fine. Zakhtanu Mishnah. Hadas ha-gozol va-yovesh pasul. So this is very similar to the first mission in the parak, right? That hadas that is stolen, or if it's dry, is pasul. Shal sher shen nidachas, same as lulav, are pasul. Nikdam reishai, nifritzu olav. So those are the same as the lulav. Oishaya anavim rubois me olav pasul. This last one, oishaya anavim rubois me olav, is pasul, that's different than lulav. This is that hadasim naturally grow berries. If you leave them on the tree long enough, they'll grow berries. All the ones we buy in the store don't have berries, but often if you look closely enough, they had berries and they cut them off. Right? I've found. They used to have berries, they cut it off. You could see the little bit of the stem. Fine. So then it's pasul. V'miyaton kosher. And as I just said, but if you buy them and they already took off the berries, you don't have to say, look, how many berries used to be on there. As long as there are berries now, it's okay. It's not a psul in the min. It's only a psul in the presentation, the way we have it in front of us. But if you wake up Sukkot morning and you're hadassim with too many berries, you can't think about on yantif. Why? Because you're making it into a kli. You're making it into a kasher hadas on yantif, which is aser. Fine. Tan Rabbanan. We learned in a braisa. Anaf eats always. Right? Anaf eitz avais, ashanof of choifin es eitzai. So when it says avais, what does avais mean? Avais can mean like braided. Right? Avais means covered. That's what. So the Braisa says, shanof of choifin es eitzai, that its leaves cover the tree, cover the branch, the stalk. The eza, who have emes hadas? Which tree is this? This is a hadas which covers it. The ema zesa, it says, well, olive trees do the same thing. That the leaves completely cover the branch. So Gemara says, no, be in an avos. That we want that every row Rashi says, "Ma'isa sharsharis, like a chain. Shehi murkavin ze al ze. That one level should be sitting on top of the next level." Okay, so effect Gemara ve'ema dulva. Why don't we say it's a dulva? Rashi says it's eight armin castanier. I don't know what that is.
A chestnut.
A chestnut tree. Okay, it's a chestnut tree, and it's kalua, and this is braided. It's fully covered. But it doesn't come in. Rashi says all of the tufa is the chasis kaleisa, but it's not. It doesn't come orderly in rows, right? So the Gemara says no. But inon anafa of choifin as eitzoy v'leka. It says yes. In addition to that, they need to cover one or the other, right? We also need that they should go continually over v'leka, and that doesn't happen. Fine.
Basically, they're not dense enough.
They're not dense enough, exactly. It doesn't fully cover the branch, so you still see some bark or some of the stem. In fact, the Gemara, the Ema Hirdaif. Why don't we say it's a Hirdaif? And so Rashi says also that it's also fully covered. Right? I don't know what the Hirdaif tree is. But
go back tomorrow and you'll see. What Moshe used. Go on the time machine, you'll see.
Right? So Amar Abaye, Darachah Darachinoyim Malaka. He says, no, the Hirdoif is not Kimkayim Darachah Darachinoyim because the leaves are sharp. So if you're going to have to use a hadas that the leaves are sharp, then you're gonna prick yourself, and that's not going to be good.
You see, they didn't use this one.
I don't know which one is which.
This is going to be the Hirdaif, because the Hirdaif is not Darachah Darachinoyim. Oh. Yeah, so if you see the picture, this Hirdaif here is this. I don't know, right?
You see, so it's prickly. You see they didn't use a canticle, otherwise
it's the same thing. The Rav Paskin's Lamaisa, he says that Be'etzim, since we have a minhag to use a canticle, that we should. But Be'etzim, it's better to not use one. The Rav's son does not use one.
So what does he use? You just use a bandle?
Yeah. Yeah, he just uses a band and wraps it around. Like, there are many, the Svardim all do that. Lubavitch does that. There are a lot of people.
No, Lubavitch does the opposite. Their keshikol has five holders.
No, not what I've seen. When you go to the street and they ask you to shake a little bit, they have hadassim, they have multiple hadassim around, and they have just a ring around it. But maybe they're from Nahagim in Lubavitch. Okay, but Zaktim were right there, yeah? So Rava Amar no mehacha from here ha emes vashalom ayavoy. This is a pasuk in Zechariah that emes and shalom ayavoy. It's truth and peace are love Hashem. So a mitzvah that's painful shouldn't happen. Fun. Tanu Rabbanon kalua kimin kalia v'daimel shalshalas zehu hadas. If it is kalua,
Rashi says you also this time of us. I mean that. That means that it's going to hurt your hands. That's not. Rashi was clear. Darach Hayinoyim was. It means hurt your hands.
Yeah.
Over here, also Samam Avos. They used it. Does it mean they use it for something?
That's
else?
Actually poisonous. I didn't. Yeah, you're right.
No. Also Samam. It's one of the ingredients of the Samam Avos.
Okay.
Right.
It's not actually Samam Avos. So you use water for Samam Avos too. You can't have water.
Maybe.
So Rashi, yeah, Tysus doesn't like that Rashi uses doesn't like that Rashi makes a different reason for both. This is Rashi. The Tysus says that each of them are applicable to both. Fine. Let's talk more weiter. Tan Rabbanon kalua kimin kalia v'daimel shalshel les zehu hadas. So it is, if it's completely covered, right, like braided, and it looks like a chain, that is hadas. Or Blazer ben Yaakov, Oimer, Anaf eitz avais, eitz shetam, eitz oyu pirio shaveh, have Oimer ze hadas. So this, Blazer ben Yaakov says, that Anaf eitz avais, that it should be avais, it should be covered, that it means a tree, that the tree tastes like the pre. And this is hadas, which is interesting, because that's what we say about the Eserik. But the Baruch Yaakov says that it's true about the hadas also. But Tana, we learned in the Brisa, eight avos kosher, the she'ena avos pasul. If it's covered, right? If it's like braided, then it's kosher. Or if it's thick, then it's kosher. And if not, then it's possible. Hechi dami avos. What does this mean, avos? Amar Yehuda, v'hu dekaimi tlosa tlosa tarfi bikina. We want three leaves on every row. And this is the picture right here, right? This is what we look for in Hadassim. We want three leaves together. Because by having on three, it's fully covered, right? If you have only two, then it doesn't, it's only covered on two sides. There's a gap between them. Whereas three, we're hoping that they'll overlap even in the coverage of the branch, of the stem. Fine. Rav Kahana Omar Afilu Trei V'Chad. Rav Kahana says that if I have two on one level and one that's slightly off, that's also okay. Rav Acha, Brei D'Rava, Mahadar Atrei V'Chad. So Rav Acha, the son of Rava, would dafka find a two-in-one hadas. Hoyel V'Nafim Kumidir Rav Kahana. Since Rav Kahana said this, even though Rav Kahana would ask him that three would be good, since Rav Kahana came along to say this is kosher, he wanted to prove that it wasn't b'dieved, saying that this is also l'chatchila. Amar le mar baramimer le Rav Ashi. Mar baramimer said to Rav Ashi, Abba lahu adas shayti kar le. So mar baramimer told Rav Ashi that amimer, my father, would call this adas shayti, and it's mashal that adas shayti would not be kosher. Right? Fine. Tan Rabbanon. Nishru roiv Allah v'nishnai ruboi miyot kosher. Ubevach tehei avusoi kayemes. So the price is like this. If most of the leaves fall off and a minority remain, it's still kosher. As long as it's still avos. Because that's what the Torah says, and if it's avos. So zaktimar hagufa kasher. This is itself a kasher. I'm written nishru roiv Allah kosher. First you tell me that most of the leaves fell off. That seems like the majority of the leaves. 51%. And now you tell me, now you're telling me that it still has to be covered. So which one is it? So keep in the natural who tray of a, if you lost two out of three on the row, then it's not obvious anymore. It's not covered. So I'm Rabbi. So he says, no, we're talking about? We're not talking about a hadas that started off with three in a row. It started off with many in a row. It was a hadas mitzvah that had seven in a row. The chinatri arba, you still lost four on a row. Pashal hutlasa, you still have four remaining. Okay? Right? And here's the picture, which we don't find. They start off with seven in a row. So yeah, so if you start off with so many in a row, then you can still lose four and still have three in a row, and then you're fully kosher.
Evidently, you didn't have too many like that, because otherwise, why didn't you say?